This upcoming podcast is rated M for mature. We use swearsies and talk about adult stuff. All contents herein are for entertainment purposes only, and all stated opinions, views, and jokes are those of the person making them and should not be taken as any sort of gospel. Listener discretion is advised. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Utah Outcasts. It's a show. This is episode number 441. Welcome back, everyone. Let's see, you've got Kyle and you've got X, and we just barely got done talking about being older men who are looking forward to our life of adventure.
Adventure is out there.
Well, okay, we were talking about like potentially levying what we do here as a podcast and going and like, you know, doing stuff in the real world instead, you know.
Oh yeah.
And we're like, hey, let's go to Vegas. That'd be a fun idea.
We could very easily. All we need is just a remote recorder.
Yeah.
Just a fuck, we've got these things. They're good enough.
Well, I'm just trying to think, like, I'm always thinking about what the fuck would we do in Vegas? And like, okay, I don't gamble. We got to go watch some shows. We got to go eat at some places.
What you do?
Go to Binion's, because Binion's sucks, but it's a wonderful place to go to at the same time. You never been to Fremont Street where they have the it's the four casinos like on Fremont Street. You've never been to? Okay.
No.
It is old Vegas. Mm-hmm. So like it's,
I mean, I know. Okay. I know of it. I know the history, and I know of its existence.
Have you been to Fremont Street?
Never.
Seen the fucking giant overhead screen that they got there?
No.
Oh. Well, we can have some fun then, because I'd be like, look at this shitty place.
No. So I've been there. I've been through Vegas as a kid, like before the Strip was the Strip that it is now.
Yeah.
And I've, you know, been through as a, like, I've been to Vegas a lot.
Right.
I have not actually, been to Vegas as a like solo adult until the last time I just went with my wife.
Oh, okay.
In which like we went, wow, this is for younger people.
No, they got some cool shit there. They got like the pinball museum that you can go to where you can go play all these pinball games.
Oh
shit.
No, we just went like where's all the good food? Like,
yeah,
we went and found all the good food we could possibly find,
which is shit that's not on the Strip.
some of it is, but also most of it's not.
It's definitely not Planet Hollywood where I got those cups over there from. God,
it was generally like, okay, let's find somewhere to eat. What has been like in business more than like 7 years?
Cheesecake Factory.
Fuck. What is not like a chain and open like more than?
Because I know right where that fucking one is, right inside of fucking Caesar's Palace, man.
Like, we went and looked for places that had been around a long time.
Yeah.
And were not like big chains.
But yeah, maybe an adventure coming up with Kyle and X when my kids are just a little bit older.
Yeah, like a couple filler episodes of like,
because we've gone there
like GoPro camera shots. Walking around the
that's
strip.
Too much. That's already too much fucking work.
Like, get the whole rig where it's just like your face.
Like the fucking MTV shows where they, yeah, goddamn it, man. I'm dating myself here. Never mind. Moving on.
I mean, it's not like you'd get weird looks or anything. You know how many people I saw walking around like that?
It is weird being a content creator where most of our shit's done within a room.
Yeah.
Or like within like our own basements and shit like that. Versus being like the content creator that goes on location to make shit where it's just like, oh, you're just filming right in the middle of fucking everybody, aren't you? Like, you didn't even question if anybody wanted to be in your fucking film or camera view or anything. Wow, what an asshole.
You know? I'm sure there would be hours of footage of us both just like going, fuck, get away from me. Get
nope. fucking camera. God
damn it. Fuck. No, fuck off. I don't want a timeshare.
I think we've talked about it before, where like I'd grab the porno cards when you'd walk along on the street for all the call girls and stuff, and it'd be like, you'd play it like it's Magic the Gathering. You're like, my girl has angel wings on. That means she gets a +3 for trampling.
You know? Fuck, it's all planes.
Oh, you can see your butthole in this one. That's that's black magic.
I got dark. The black lotus.
The dark rosebud.
That wasn't fucking nearly as nerdy as it needed to be.
No, it could have been worse. Much worse.
I don't remember all the fucking magic cards, okay?
It got complicated after a while, man. Like the minute you needed to start bringing counters, and I'm like, oh no, I gotta bring glass beads into this thing? Fuck, man, this is gonna be Yu-Gi-Oh! Levels of nerdy shit.
My favorite, like, obscure Magic the Gathering joke is from MC Frontalot.
Okay.
And God damn it, now I can't even remember. He wrote a whole song about it, Hustle the Gathering or something.
Okay, everybody needs to Google MC Chris talking about Kingdom Hearts 2.
Oh yeah, there's that. there's that too.
If we're talking nerdy fucking MCs talking about shit.
He had a whole thing. He got a documentary, Nerdcore Rising, something like that. where he had a whole segment where his keyboard player was desperately trying to teach him how to play Magic the Gathering.
That's funny. I remember same guy that I played Warhammer and Shadowrun with also like was into MTG.
Yeah.
And so we'd be at the fucking card shop all the time just hanging out there. Because that's where you could like rent the X-rated animes for like 50 cents a night kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, and they had a couple of arcade cabinets in there in front of the terrain tables. God, that place was a nerd fucking haven. What were my parents doing just letting me hang out there all day long? Or you could buy people's armies that they just gave up on. They put them in the used case, and you'd be like, I'm going to buy a group of warp spiders for fucking $8. You know, they're already painted. You know?
That's cheating. You didn't paint them yourself. It doesn't count.
You know those people that would be like, you can't field that unit. It's not painted. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I paid $20 for this little pewter figurine. I'm going to play with them. Yeah. And then you realized you could have just, you know, basically just bought a blank stand and just had a paper post-it note that said, like, this is a general. Warhammer's funny like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's see. Let's talk about what we've been up to for this past week. I made an attempt this week to be a member of the voting public. And I went to the Republican caucus. Or I should say I attempted to. Because I got there, pulled up, and there was a line of fucking people out the door. And I was like, no. I'm not doing this because... And apparently that was the right call because the Utah Republican Party fucked up the caucus system so hard in the state. Like, people didn't know where to go. There was places that power was out. There was like, it was a Charlie Foxtrot of major fucking proportions. So instead, I went to my city building, you know, just over the hill over here. And I went in and casted in the general. So for the guy that I think is going to hopefully win. But, you know, because I'm not a fucking idiot. And that's going to be Robert Kennedy Jr. No, I'm kidding. So Haley was a... Trump fucking won Utah. That's we already knew that was a foregone conclusion. I think like I think Provo went for Haley.
I don't know. It's
enough. Too little, too late.
Well, and it's kind of the consequence of doing it in a caucus system.
The caucus system is messed the fuck up.
Wow. Man.
It's their party. They get to do whatever the fuck they want.
They do.
Know?
But when you run a caucus like that, the people that show up. Are all the people that you really, really don't want to show up?
They're not your moderates, you would say.
They are not the people who are actually thinking about things, want to have discussion, want to like actually. No, they are the fucking fanboys.
The firebrands, you know, they're the ones that are like, Trump did nothing wrong. The Justice Department has made up all of these 91 felonies he's facing.
And they get together, and it is so unappealing to everybody else to have to spend any time in the same space. They just won't.
Yeah, it's exactly what happened with me. I was just like, no.
Yeah.
Nope, don't want to be here for this whole thing. Yeah. Because you go, I'm driving through the parking lot and it's Trump sticker, Trump sticker, Trump sticker,
right.
Trump sticker, flag, 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 Trump sticker.
Right.
And I'm like, if these people knew who I was or what mm-hmm. I talked about, I mean,
yeah.
they probably wouldn't do anything because they're a bunch of fucking cowards. But right. at the same time, I'd get yelled at for being a cook, soy boy,
right.
soy jack, queer, you know,
it's,
just like.
It's like, is it worth it to go to the midnight screening of that movie with all of those fanboys that are going to be mad because you're not wearing the right shirt?
It's like showing up for the Renaissance Fair with Star Trek uniforms on.
God, I fucking would.
I would too. Seems to be no intelligent life here at all, Captain.
So I'm so, kind yeah. of costume party, you see.
No, it's real. Whatever. So yeah, that was basically my week. And on top of that, I'm trying to think of anything else substantial that happened. I could talk about something that happened with my kid this week, but she would kill me literally if I talked about it. So I'm not going to.
Right.
Because it'd be funny.
That's okay.
We don't care where you catch the show, whether it be iTunes, Overcast, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spreaker, or hell, even YouTube. If you enjoy the show, even the slightest amount, all we ask is that you guys give us a subscribe, like, or share us with your friends. Without word of mouth, we'd have never become the show that we are today.
Will you shut up? Oh, now we see the violence inherent in the system. Shut up! Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed! Bloody peasant! Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Do you see him repressing me?
Anyway, what have you been up to?
So, your kid. So Monday was the parade of appointments for my kid just after they turned 18.
Mm-hmm.
Which was...
Here's your stack of forms, kids. Let's
doctors,
get to it.
Doctors, like, refill out all your forms because now you're 18 and everything's switching over and, like, updating everything. So they are starting the process of, they're going to be getting top surgery.
Mm-hmm.
That's still a process and a journey.
Right.
But they're getting there. They just started hormones.
Nice.
So that was like so weirdly anticlimactic. Like they're really happy about it. But it was really like
you're going there expecting to have to put up your dukes and shit, and all of a sudden like, okay, well, come right this way.
No, I mean their doctor is really fucking. She's really fucking cool. Sorry, they are really fucking cool. Because the doctor is also now let us know that they are also non-binary.
Oh, okay.
So now that's
another. So they're like, I got you.
They get it. They're really, really cool.
Right.
I can't remember what country they're from now.
But they're doing this to turn the world queer and destroy the family unit.
Seems weird, but you know, their doctor is really, really cool. I said, yes, I would absolutely give you a, you know, weed card. You're not 21 yet. And before you turn 21, there's a board that we need to approve it. I don't really want to do that.
So plan on your 21st birthday.
Nevada is that way. Colorado is that way. Same shit.
As well,
but yeah. I don't think there's anywhere like
not nearby. Close no, to the Twin border. Falls is still kind of far.
Yeah, but it's you know.
Wait, there's that shitty little town that you could stop at. Like,
yeah, they don't have anything.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't. It's fucking Nevada. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Idaho.
Right.
Goddamn Mormons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But no, they got their testosterone. And we had a good laugh, because it is.
So the laugh go hee hee ha ha.
It is generic brand testosterone, and and we had to laugh because, you know, of course the prescription says, you know, generic.
You got the member's mark fucking testosterone.
It was like, what the fuck is like?
Oh, it's the Kirkland.
Like, what the fuck is name brand testosterone? Like, is it Mr. T's? it better be Mr. T's. If it's not Mr. T brand testosterone, he is missing a beautiful marketing.
Oh, but yeah, no. It's Randy Savage brand testosterone.
And of course, we're laughing because it's a controlled substance.
Fucking hell, man.
Like, okay. Like, do you have to show ID? Yeah, I had to show ID to get testosterone for my kid.
Fucking hell.
And that was so overall for like, because my kid had like built this like event up so much.
Yeah, where it's gonna be like this, like, big to do.
Because they're 18 and they've got like we got these appointments scheduled like the first possible day after they're 18, so they could just take care of all these things. And the whole thing was, okay, well, fill these new forms out, switch everything over. Okay,
you got your copay.
Like, okay, so we're
Cilia says Alex Jones branded testosterone. It'll keep the frogs from turning gay.
That's not the right kind of testosterone. That's the kind that actually shrinks your testicles.
Yeah, it makes your neck fucking huge. That's the problem.
It just inflates your neck. It's not
real. You can never wear a collared shirt ever again.
It's not really testosterone. It's like, that's your market fresh testosterone.
That's your Trader Joe's.
Not even Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's is pretty good quality stuff. But
except their fucking cereal.
It's great value.
It's fucking King Vitamin bullshit. You know? No, we could do a whole show on fucking cereal. You know, both of us are aficionados.
We probably could. So that, but overall, the whole thing was like fairly anticlimactic.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the discussion of, we're doing the name and the birth certificate gender update.
And now we're starting tests. And
like, we're talking, it's like, okay, one of the things they need is a proof. And so we're not really sure, like, oh, you need a letter. Oh, you're familiar. Like, yeah. Just check these boxes. We'll have a letter to you in a week. That's it?
Yep. Yeah.
We'll send you 3 copies. Because we can't remember everybody that needs a copy now, so we're just going to send you 3 just in case. Mm.
Can you
okay.
Can you make that 30 just in case?
Okay, that was easier than expected. Like, okay. So we want to look at top surgery. Like, yeah, here's your list of
providers and
that's it. Like, yeah, everything else is squared away.
Here's the referral.
Okay. Like, that's like all it was,
man.
And all it was is like, afterwards the kid is like, all right, that's
not how I planned on it happening, but I'm happy it did.
Like, that's it? Yep. You are adult.
This is how adults work. That just
means you get to sign for yourself. Nothing else has changed. Nothing changes. That's it. Nothing really changes. Congratulations.
Couldn't have done this the day before, but now that it's the day after, right. There you go.
Yeah.
Arbitrary fucking numbers.
Yeah. And then, but every night since then, it took like a day and a half to actually get the prescription filled.
Yeah.
But every day since then, they're wandering into the bedroom. I think I'm gonna grow a beard.
If you want to.
I'm like, well, Guess it depends on your dosage.
Well, and also you could have said to them as a nice fun joke is they're like, well, you didn't need the testosterone for that.
Like what? Because you got your dosage guide.
Yeah.
You get to like
determine how much of what you want.
I mean, it says like, hey, if you're going this far, use this much. Going this far, use this much. Like,
where do you want your stop on the spectrum to be?
that's what they gave you.
Welcome to the choose your own adventure book.
It's the cream. It tells you like, hey, if you're going all the way, then it's like 2-3 times a day, use this much. And if you're going halfway, use this much.
Yeah.
If it's just like supplemental and you're just kind of
having fun with it, playing with your gender,
it depends. it really depends. You might.
Yeah.
Think we're gonna lose any hair? You're 18, kid. I don't know. Like, this is uncharted territory.
This is uncharted territory for you.
I don't know.
And for me. I didn't get a say in the matter.
You'll see.
Well, I mean, you're doing all right. It skips a generation. So it was like, was anybody on like your wife's like dad or your dad balding?
I mean,
beside normal receding,
my dad and his dad, but my mom's dad and, well, we don't know beyond my mom's dad, because they...
Oh, and Carly had moms, that's right. I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, her dad is fine, but beyond him, there's like some unknowns going back a couple generations.
Yeah.
So, like, you're probably fine. I don't know. What do you? I don't know.
My wife's dad did the whole Nelson Muntz thing, you know. So I always post all sorts of stepkid fucking humor to my wife, and she appreciates it. I had a funny one this week where it said, "This is my step ladder. I never knew my real ladder." Well, that's good. I'm glad you're.
It's
an experience that you.
It's gonna be interesting. They are 18. They have expressed the interest of coming and participating in the show now. Mm-hmm. They're not sure, but I also think instead of me talking about their experience,
right, it would be interesting like, for them to talk about it.
They can come talk about their experience. Plus, they can drive themselves, so they can leave after they're done and not be embarrassed.
Yep.
Or I can just drive them here.
Well, now that starting to warm up a little bit too, we could probably get Steve to come back, because I didn't want him to have to drive down during the winter to do this shit, because he comes all the way from like Magna. Like, that's a really far trip for this dumb show that we do.
It is. But also, it's an excuse to get out of Magna.
Yeah.
And that really. I personally would look for any excuse to get out of it. you couldn't pay me. To live out.
No, there. Not Steve from Blue's Clues. Steve that's been on the show multiple times. Yeah. Come on now.
Might as well be Steve from Blue's Clues.
Yeah, he just had a hard couple of years.
Damn, Steve.
We love you, man. Come back on the show. Anyway, let's see. We got some news to talk about. I would say join being a patron, but we don't get a lot of those these days. So, you know, it's not like our focus either. So,
you know,
if you want to share your income with the show, do so. Utah. I do this every goddamn time. Patreon.com/UtahOutcasts. We do appreciate everybody else that does donate to us, but it's not necessary. So thank you so much for those that do. Anyway, news items. The first one that we have up here is a headline for a Canadian bill. We're talking about Canada because this is a very interesting story to me. That would remove religious exemptions from their hate speech laws.
Interesting.
Yeah. So lawmakers in Canada are considering legislation which, if passed, could criminalize the act of quoting scripture in defense of biblical marriage, sexuality, and other Christian views. Basically going, stuff that book up your dick hole, Mr. Sounder, and get the fuck out of here because none of us want to hear this. Unless you're being against something has actually something to do with the real fucking world we live in.
But also
stuff it.
Well, also I think that does kind of acknowledge the fact that they're really they love this. They're using it out of context. Because they really, really are.
Because I can find context in that book to make half the shit that I want to have happen, you know,
like
happen.
It doesn't, like, I mean, one, the context really doesn't exist. Because context has been stripped from that book quite a bit. But also, it doesn't really say what you say it says.
Yep. And it's funny to me because, like, the conservatives in Canada, because... there are Trump supporting fucking Canadians, which is just weird to me. Like QAnon went very north, guys.
Oh my God. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going to derail.
Go ahead.
Because the best thing about the day out of doctor's visits with my kid is we stopped to get gas.
Yeah.
Down the city. And there was a car with like, two gigantic Trump flags. Just not like a truck or anything.
Yeah.
Just like a fucking two-door hatchback. The flags were as big as the car. And the guy was like circling the block over like, at the gas station.
Do you just enjoy burning gas at a bad rate? Because
I'm getting gas. My kid got a corn dog. They're sitting there just, you know, eating a corn dog.
Right.
And the guy drives past and stopped in front of the gas station.
Yeah.
And I yelled at him. I just yelled, he's not going to date you. And my kid almost choked on the corner. What else? He's not going to do. Just get off his dick.
Why are you
get off his dick?
Why are these people carrying water for people like this? It's equivalent to me of like the people that had like really tied in to like the fucking Heather Mills and fucking Johnny Depp thing that was going on. And I'm like, why the fuck do you care?
Get off the dick.
Get off. Nobody. Get off. He doesn't know you exist. Weird.
It reminded me it was too good not to share. I almost made my kid choke on a corn dog, screaming at a guy with Trump.
I could only imagine what the dude looked like too.
So. I don't know. I couldn't see into the car. I just know they had the window down. So he had passed three times. And it was finally just like stopped what in traffic are you doing? Right there.
What are you doing? Like circling the goddamn gas station? Like, pay attention to me. Hey, look at me. You know, you could just do a podcast that gets more people to pay attention than that.
I would have said he's not gonna fuck you. But no.
You know, in Utah, that's supposed to be considered fighting words.
In front of the kid.
Yeah.
You know how weird they get.
Yep. So the bill, C-367, is currently under review in the House of Commons, would repeal religious exemption in Section 319 of the Canadian Criminal Code, which critics say could open up the Christians and other religious groups to quote-unquote hate speech charges over any comments or criticisms of the LGBT movement. So the bill itself goes into very distinct detail of what this is talking about here, which the part of the criminal code which prohibits any conviction on hate speech charges if, quote, in good faith, the person expressed or attempted to establish by argument an opinion on a religious subject or an opinion based on a belief in religious text.
Okay, well, they were already okay because it did say in good faith.
Right.
Which they never do.
No. So the bill was introduced by Bloc Québécois leader Yves François Blanchet in November. The bill is only an initial reading in the House of Commons. It's unclear whether or not the legislation will advance it. But they're hoping for it to get passed because it says here comes in response to recent anti-Semitic demonstrations in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about that at length on the live stream this week. So including one in which a Muslim activist called for God to exterminate what he called Zionist aggressors. You know, that buzzword.
Yeah.
That just gets played around loosely with Jewish people, you know. And guys, we get it. I'm not the guy that's going to say, like, I understand that Zionism has absolutely fucking nothing to do with the Jewish faith. But that's not how other people are using it. That's the thing. It's like woke used to be a pretty good term until the Republicans got a hold of it.
Nah, it still is. It just made it even better. It's like extra salty now.
No, I know. It's just funny to me that like they're trying to turn something that's a positive into something that's like, oh, look at you. You like that Star Wars with the women in it.
I do like the women.
What is it? Woke was when black, trans, or gay exist, you know, or something like that.
It's when they exist.
Right. So let's see. Some organizations like the Canadian Pro-Life Group CLC warned that the legislation could lead to more criminal prosecutions against Christians. In February, David Cook, the CLC campaign's manager, wrote, quote, "No longer will we be allowed to share God's design for human sexuality and marriage in public." Good. Nobody gives a fuck what you think when it comes to like what your God's plans are for anything. If gay people want to get married, let them get married. Guess what? You don't need to get gay married. If people want to be trans, guess what? You don't have to say a goddamn thing about it. Just let them exist. Fucking hell, man. He also says, no longer will we be able to speak out in the name of God against drag shows for kids, which are not really a thing. They have all the ages drag shows, but they're not specifically drag shows for children. Or child drag or child sex change, the guy said. So keep your fucking this law, all this is going to do is just it should be relabeled as the keep your fucking opinion to yourself law, you know, because guess what? You can have an opinion about something. It doesn't need to be aired out in public, especially if you don't have anything better to say about it than my God from this book says you can't do the thing.
Yeah. Although I am really opposed to the drag tots shows.
I had a fun experience this week with one of my kids was talking about how when they were in class, they were commiserating with one of the other students in the class talking about how they both like coffee. Because I'm a terrible fucking parent that lets their kids have coffee every once in a while. You know, how dare I?
I mean, my kids polish off the pot of coffee right in the morning before I can get to
but
it.
But like my kids also view coffee as more of like a desserty kind of thing where it's like usually sugary, milky, sweet kind of thing. And I'm like, arguably that's not coffee, but I understand it's a spectrum. That's fine. But anyway, they were talking in class about the fact that they like coffee with another kid in class. And there was someone, of course, there's always another kid in the class overhearing what they're talking about and has to butt in because this is Utah. And if you're doing something that's not something that the rest of the in-group enjoys, someone's going to make sure they let their opinion be known about that. And they go, you guys shouldn't be drinking coffee. It's not good for you. You shouldn't be drinking coffee. And she goes, no, you shouldn't be drinking coffee. I get to enjoy my coffee. There's nothing in my home that says I can't enjoy coffee. You're the one that has the beliefs that say that you can't enjoy coffee. And I was like, God damn it. Good for you, kid.
It's delicious.
It is fucking delicious.
Shut the fuck up.
And that's the funniest thing about the ex-Mormon subreddit is like people are like, oh my God, where has this been my whole life? When they're talking about like coffee and tea.
It's been right here. It's been there the whole time.
Or watching videos of them having a fruity drink at a club or something like that. And I'm like, yeah, they're fucking delicious. That's why the church didn't want you to have them. Because it's just control, people. It's just control.
You just, you remove the tiny little joy you can have.
Right. And I just like the fact that I've been able to show my kid that like there's a difference between you can't have something and I can have something. Mm-hmm. You can't, you know, and it's like, bravo, fucking A. I'm glad that you've been listening to me on our my morning tirades and rants on the way when I'm taking you guys to school. Because one of my kids was like, Dad, what do you think of Larry H. Miller? And I'm like, he was an absolute piece of shit, and I'm glad he's dead. And they're like, wow, Dad, tell us what you really think.
Oh, no, he was a prick. I knew him.
I'm like, he was an absolute shitbag. He was a billionaire by the means of taking away, like, the labor from other people. I'm like, there's no, and my kids are like, we know, Dad, there's no self-made billionaire. And I'm like, goddamn right. And they're like, and they went, except Taylor Swift. And I was like, oh, I'll keep my opinions on that to myself because I know you guys like her. So,
I mean, she had a boost. I mean, she didn't, not like self-starter. Like, yeah,
right.
I mean, she couldn't have gotten where she was without, you know, a severe amount of talent. But
right,
there's a lot of really talented people who are equally or more talented that don't get the shot she got because of
exactly.
Anyway,
this guy's pissed off about it from the CLC, which is the Campaign Life Coalition, since you were in the other room. Mm-hmm. All of this could be misconstrued as hate speech against LGBT community. Even our pro-life message could be spun as a hate crime against women.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
It is. You are trying to stop them from having bodily autonomy because you have a book that says otherwise, which is funny because your book has it in there.
It doesn't even say that. What you think it says, it doesn't say.
Jeff King, president
of... You can only do that. You can only hold that position because you haven't actually read it and you don't understand what the fuck you're reading.
Exactly.
God damn you, illiterate piece of shit. People, they piss me off so bad.
The president of International Christian Concern says if this is passed, the bill would, quote, be a devastating legal tool to attack people of faith in Canada and allow the politicians working through the courts and police to send out devout believers to jail for quoting the Bible, Quran, or other religious texts.
Good.
They have no place in modern society.
Fuck them.
Fuck them. Oh, sorry, that's my anti-theist coming through right there.
Fuck them.
Fuck the Bhagavad Gita. Fuck the Quran. Fuck the Torah. Fuck the Bible. Fuck all these books that people are using as a cudgel against humanity.
Yeah.
Because you're holding us fucking back. Fuck Dianetics. You know, fuck the I Ching. Fuck all of this stuff that's holding people back because they think, you know, this book has a lot of really good messages in it, but, you know, it makes baby Jesus cry to, you know, do these things.
Except Dune. Don't touch Dune.
I don't think... We'll talk about that later. Because I watched that one. Anyway.
No, it's kind of... It could be looked at the same way. Yeah. They're all fucking stories.
Well, yeah. But that... Dune itself is a fucking warning about religious belief.
Yeah. Yeah. Until it's, you know, retranslated.
You didn't read it in the original, Erikeen. Don't fuck them. That's a nightmarish hellscape of paper cuts.
Ah! Not the books, the people. Don't fuck books.
So he
That's
says,
a terrible...
let's see. The same methods that overseas dictators and despots used to silence and strangle Christianity are now being used by political enemies in the West, with this current bill being only the latest example. Yeah. You know, fuck it. Fuck your Christ. Fuck your religion, man. Like, it should be a personal thing.
You know,
I don't like onions. I don't force it upon other people to never have onions and shit.
You know, it's funny.
I don't say you're going to hell for eating an onion.
It's funny. But you know who gave us this idea?
Who's that?
You. You guys.
Yeah.
You guys gave us the... you put it out there. All we're doing...
Yeah, Canadians.
Specifically, right, but we, you know, generally speaking, broadly speaking, you're just using your own playbook.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Fine. You want to do it? Here.
And you know, most
all we did was switch some words around.
Most people that are seven tenet Satanists, they'd be like, You can't use your stuff in public anymore. They'd be like, well, what about them?
Yeah.
Do they get to use their stuff anymore? Oh, no, they don't get to do it either? Cool. I'm out.
Yeah. Oh, we've
all agreed to move on from, you know, shit that should be a privately right. held belief being public. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, keep it home. Keep it home. We're all going to keep it home. Everybody's decided to agree
to keep the shit home. Yeah.
Cool. Well, I think we're good. I think we're good. Yeah. Let's know with their horns out. And like that's because that's just a fucking look, man.
Which is what's really bothering me about reading the third book in The Expanse right now is that it's the Pastor Anna is like one of the main characters in it. And I'm like, okay, the fucking proto-molecule and the ring are a thing mm-hmm. that exists. And like, I know you're still wrestling with it, but at this point, all of you people that are religious should be like, huh. Well, there goes the idea of us being special in the universe.
Yeah, although I do...
It doesn't get addressed well enough, I don't think.
I do appreciate the authors bringing that up.
Yeah.
Making it, like, really, really obvious that it is like, look, here is all of the contradictions. Like, here are the things that should absolutely make you reevaluate. And so many people just look at it and go, that doesn't look like anything to me.
Moving on.
Nah. Nah.
What picture?
Nah. Because that's what would happen.
Well, and it's also far enough away in the orbit of like Uranus yeah. that people would be like, it doesn't exist. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen it with my own eyes.
Yeah. The Belters know that it's some serious shit, but the rest, yeah. Sorry, we're off on another topic. Stuff we want to talk about. Anyway, he says he called on Christians and Canadian citizens of all in faith of all stripes. Oh, it's amazing that they want people of faith to band together now.
Of course, you're all kumbaya. That
their game is getting threatened.
It's all fun and games.
Canadians that enjoy the fruits of democracy need to wake up, he said. Any politician in the West who pushes for this kind of legislation is selling protection and unity by advancing hate speech laws as an enemy of freedom and democracy and willing to undermine the religious and speech laws that protect all citizens to advance their special interests to inflict damage on their political enemies. Or you could just not have an opinion about gay marriage, trans people, abortion.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an opinion about it, keep it to your fucking self.
I really like the conflicting messages that are floating around about how people need to wake up and also at the same time not be woke. The contradiction is highly amusing to me. Whatever you do, do not be woke whilst also waking up.
Now, I got this from the Christian Post is where it came from. So.
Okay.
So here's a little bit more in this one here. Over the last decade, Canadian lawmakers have passed a number of bills aimed at curbing speech and detriment to the LGBT lobby. No, mm-hmm. not in deferment sure. to just the LGBTQ lobby.
Mm-hmm.
Towards people that are tired of hearing from other people how bad we are as human beings because of your belief in an ancient and fucking outmoded religion that people just shouldn't fucking believe in anymore. I think every religious belief, and I'm not saying, you know, seven tenets of Satanism kind of thing, because we all know, tongue in cheek, that's not actually it's an atheistic religion. It's not something where we believe in like an actual literal afterlife,
yeah,
or, you know, pre-birth or, mm-hmm. you know, or even deities and shit like that. We don't believe that people were messiahs. We don't believe in anointed ones. We don't believe in, you know, having actual fucking priests with powers and shit like that. No, all of the beliefs that come from the hierarchical old fucking churches are harmful. Abrahamic religions, harmful. Shit that's in Buddhism, harmful. You know, there's a lot of shit out there for all religions that is harmful to human beings. If they get you believing shit that's not real, that's harm in my book. Anyway, it's not just because of the lobby. So in 2017, Canada's Senate passed a law against the correct use of gender pronouns by adding protections for gender identity and expression to the Canadian Human Rights Code. Or as you might remember, the thing that put fucking Kermit the Frog on the map. What's his nuts? Jordan Lee Peterson. No. Jesse Lee Peterson. No. Fuck it. Jordan B. Peterson. There you go. Found it. The guy that liked the Benzos.
Yeah.
Last September, lawmakers in Ontario, Canada, approved a ban on any form of communication that might potentially cause an LGBT-identified person to feel harassed or offended following a massive parental rights rally. I think you need to read into that one a little bit more, Christian Post, because I think that's just a fucking weird blanket statement to make, you know?
It's a very weird one.
The bylaw approved by the city councilors in Waterloo, located about 45 miles southwest of Toronto, came in response to a new policy enacted by several local school boards. The policy states that parents will not be told if their child decides to change their pronouns or identify as the opposite sex, non-binary, or gender fluid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's not the responsibility of the school
to do that kind of shit.
To snitch on the kids.
And also, if your kid is not willing to come up to you and say that they are they're identifying as their different pronouns, if they are attracted to the opposite sex or non-binary or gender fluid or any of this stuff, that's a reflection of how shitty of a parent you are.
Mm-hmm.
Has nothing to do with you, your Christian rights and parental rights being stepped upon.
Yeah.
Schools are there to teach kids.
Mm-hmm.
Schools are there for the teachers to be. Your kid spends like a third of their fucking life hanging out at school when they're young.
Yeah.
Doing school shit.
Yeah.
And so, you're going to get people that are going to know your kid better than you do at home half the time because you fucking work, you know, or you're not there for your kids. Yeah.
I love
these Christians are fucking weirdos when it's like, you're not going to be teaching my kid this stuff. Like, no, they came to me with this.
Yeah. Yeah. Schools should not.
And they should be fucking safe spaces for people.
They should. Schools shouldn't fucking snitch on kids.
No.
Like, really, unless there's like a serious problem that needs like, unless it's like
self-harm kind of stuff.
You need to come pick up your kid. Then don't fucking talk to the parents. Like, just don't. One of the last times I had a conversation with one of my kids' teachers, because they called about a problem.
Yeah.
And they didn't exactly get the response they were looking for.
Yeah.
Because a lot of it was like it was largely okay, like. Is there a problem I need to address? No, we kind of took care of it. I just need to make you aware of it. Like, if it's something serious or something I need to be aware of, the kid will tell me.
Yeah.
If they don't want to tell me, then they don't want to tell me.
Yeah, and I'm not going to be bent out of shape about that, you know?
Like, it's fine. There was an issue. You addressed it. Cool. You adjust it with the kid, right? Yeah. Then I'm good.
Did somebody hurt? No. Is somebody bleeding? Is my kid bleeding?
Like, do I need to come sign a paper? No.
Why the fuck are you calling me?
Then I don't care. My kid will talk to me if it's something they want to tell me. If it's not something they want to tell me, then they won't tell me.
Much of my shit I never told my parents about in school because, one, I had boomer parents. They didn't fucking care. You know, it's wild to me.
Yeah.
That we had a generation of parents that had to have be reminded that it's 10 o'clock at night. Do you know where your children are?
I just, it's a, like, well, you know, maybe your kid went to, no. Trust me, my kid knows that I've got their fucking back and they can tell me when something's going on.
Right.
And I'm not going to. I
believe my kid before I believe you, teacher. You
know? Like
principal.
I sat in a room with like three principals, three vice principals, people from the fucking district. And I looked at him. I said, okay, yeah, I understand that my kid is, you know, being expelled from the school because they got into a fight. What did you do to contribute to the problem?
Right.
What did
How many you blind eyes did you guys turn do? Towards this other behavior?
What the fuck did you guys do to try to make things better?
And that's the Christians in this case.
Or stop this from happening. Nothing? Well, he knows that if there's a problem, what did you do the last five times he came to you with a problem? Nothing?
Oh, just try to avoid him. Try to stay away from him.
You did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's like the time I almost got my kid expelled by confronting her bully
mm-hmm.
at the fucking school. Yeah. Kid was like 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey! Knock it off! We saw that you approached a student. Our parents are not mm-hmm. supposed to do that. We've talked to you at the school about it, and you didn't do dick about mm-hmm. the whole thing.
Yep.
If your kid's being a little shitty little dirtbag to my kid, pulling hair and punching and shit like that, I'm going to get fucking involved because it takes a village. Because the parents ain't doing a goddamn thing for it. I'm not going to assault the kid or hurt them or anything.
No.
But they need to understand that, like, there are powers above you that are watching your actions very fucking closely, you little mm-hmm. shit. But they don't care. Schools don't fucking care. And we shouldn't.
No, they really, really, really don't. And but yeah, no, they shouldn't be. They shouldn't be. They shouldn't be snitching on the kids. Don't tell on the kids. Like schools, teachers should look at parents the way everybody else looks at cops.
Yeah.
Don't talk. Like, I don't want to talk to my kids' teachers. I don't want my kids' teachers talking to me. That's it. There's a fucking boundary there.
Yep.
That's it. There's a boundary right there. If my kid tells you something as a teacher, don't fucking tell me. No.
That's a you guys have that relationship thing that's going on.
Like, I trust my kid.
The only time I want to hear from my a kids teacher
trust me,
is if it's going to be something where my kid's in imminent danger, you know?
Sure, that's sure, it. Sure, sure. Say it's like therapist rules. It's like doctor rules.
Yeah.
If there's a danger, tell me. Otherwise, that's keep it. I don't want to hear it. My kids get to have privacy.
Yeah.
Like, believe it or not, kids just, they can have some privacy. It's fine.
Wild to me that it's like fine. There are parents that track literally everything their kids do on their phone and what they're looking at. I may have, you know, threatened that I can see everywhere that you go to on the internet because mm-hmm. literally I can see, but
yeah,
I'm not pulling up fucking reports. You know, no, like, no. What are you looking at? You know,
no, not. Like, there's been.
And besides, I share enough shitty memes with them. My wife's like, I don't want any more of these. I'm like, cool. So I made a fucking separate thread for us to send weird memes to each other.
It's, yeah, I don't. I mean, once my kids got to a certain age, then it's like, okay, turn most of that off.
Yeah.
Still got some of it on for my.
Well, yeah,
for my kid.
I've got some whitelists on the. On the router because
there's
certain things I don't want you going to that could actively harm you.
There's some.
I should not have been allowed to go to places like rotten.com when I was a teen. You know.
Oh, I wish my parents had the knowledge and ability to
shut off 8chan, 4chan, Encyclopedia Dramatica. Off, yeah. There's lots of places where I'm like, I probably didn't need to see that.
Like I've still got the thing that turns off your internet connection at a certain time of night.
Oh, yeah. Because you don't need to doom scroll to 2 o'clock in the fucking
if
morning.
If I don't, you will stay on the computer gaming or browsing until 4 a.m.
Yeah, and
you've done it before.
we're especially bullish when it comes to that because we're like, okay, devices off, 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
They all go in the pile over here.
Yeah.
Kids don't have TVs in their room because, like, fucking, we watch. There's a TV in the playroom. You can go hang out in that room if you want to mm-hmm. watch some shit, you know? We don't need you to be like just couch potatoing it in the fucking bedroom.
Yeah, I know. I finally like I
gave, broke down.
I put the I built a PC and put it in my kid's room. mostly because it's like, okay, you are of a certain age where I recognize,
yeah,
that there are certain activities on the internet that you are going to do. Whether
just do it on my computer.
Whether we want you to or not. Mm-hmm. Whether we try to block it and you are just,
son, I'm gonna talk to you about the onion router.
I know you can bypass the whitelist and blacklist and the restrictions and the blocks and the redirects, and I know you know how to bypass these things.
Yeah.
Because you were a smart enough kid to know how to Google shit and find information.
Right.
There's only so much I can do. For the love of God, will you not do it in the living room?
Hellbound out in our chat says, what? No covenant eyes so you can automatically share your porn preferences with an accountability partner? Still disturbed that Johnson does that with his son. There's a reason his son doesn't talk to him
anymore. It should be.
You know?
It should be. I hate that I've had to have the conversation with my kid that is just, please don't bookmark these sites. Or please just,
oh my God.
If you want to, please
join a Discord.
Please.
There's better places to get this stuff than going to the website.
Please. I know you really want to be able to find, get back.
But I don't need to know this stuff about you.
Do what everybody else does and open a notepad, copy your URL in there and name it something else and just keep it. Don't
use tiny URL.
Mark the things. And for the love of God, close your tabs on the living room computer.
God damn.
That's attached to the TV.
God damn it.
So I really don't want to sit down and go
open up, hey, the browser and be doing? Like, whoa.
Can you just, I don't want to know what you're looking at. I don't.
You don't want to know what I'm looking at. Would you want it the other way around, kid?
Don't exactly. Want to know. Don't want to know.
Learn it. Look at porn better. You're not doing it right. Let me show you.
That's the next step. Yeah. Like, that is literally, okay, son, that is shit porn. That is shitty porn.
Get on my level, kid.
You fucking amateur.
Before we get into
fucking step sibling porn, are you kidding me?
It's everywhere, though, man.
Are you a fucking senator?
Is your name Ted Cruz? Do you want to be remembered as the Ted Cruz of Utah? Because that's how this happened.
That is page one shit. We don't do page one shit.
You need to find some fucking kinks, kid. Here.
Here are the list of the acceptable kinks.
All right, before you can we get into any more trouble, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to finish this all off. So we'll be right back, folks.
That about does her. Wraps her all up. And it was a pretty good story, don't you think? Made me laugh to beat the band. Parts, anyway. I guess that's the way the whole darn human comedy keeps perpetuating itself. Down through the generations. Westward the wagons. Across the sands of time until we... Oh, look at me. I'm rambling again. Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail. Say, friend, get any more of that good sarsaparilla?
All right. This is the part of the show where we like to give people some homework for the week, so they should be checking some shit out or watching something or listening to something.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a handful of them, and I'll be quick about the couple of them, but one I want to go into depth about. The Halo show that was on Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
New season's out. It's like mm-hmm. six episodes deep.
Yeah.
Fantastic show.
It
I don't get.
There's
fucking haters everywhere. So
yeah,
I can understand why, you know, Master Chief taking his helmet off and you get to see him as an actor instead of just Master Chief that you're the self insert for can be a problem for some people.
Sure.
Grow the fuck up.
Well, that's one of those things that exists in a story that it falls apart if you think about it for more than a second.
Right. And the thing is,
he never takes his helmet off. He never takes his suit off. Really?
The books have good lore for behind that kind of stuff.
Sure, you know, sure. But also, even the books don't, even it's like a he's rarely seen in public, but also, come on.
See, and I've,
he's got to eat.
I've read a lot of the expanded books. I've read the graphic novels and stuff. I love mm-hmm. the Halo universe. I think it's a fun story to be told.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the games are garbage, absolute garbage. Like the most recent one, fucking terrible, man. I did not like that at all because it was like sandbox levels kind of shit like that.
Yeah.
And didn't like that. Anyway, this story that's being told on the Paramount show is its own fucking story.
Yeah.
They take some of the set pieces. They take some of the characters.
Mm-hmm.
And they take some of the things that happen within the UNSC as stuff that happens in this world. But everything else, fucking everything, just dust your hands off. Kill a main character? Fuck it. Why not? Who cares?
Yeah, it's a standalone show.
It
is. It's a standalone story, and I think we can all accept that. And it's its own thing. And
there's so many people that can't accept things like that. Oh, it's not like the thing I want it to be. I'm mad about it now.
But the human doesn't. He takes his helmet off.
There's just so many fucking weirdos that just like.
I mean, of course.
Can't you just enjoy a thing for it being a mainstream done adequately and like with good special effects and enjoy the fuck out of it? Because like, woohoo, I'm getting a fucking Halo TV show.
Right.
This is something that was talked about. And
it was. I just.
For years. And they were like, we got Neil Blomkamp attached to do it. And I'm like, cool. We got this guy attached to it. Cool. And then we got Amblin Entertainment making the show and you get to see Master Cheeks. Cool. You know, give me all this shit. I love it. I just enjoy things, I guess. Mm-hmm. Maybe way too fucking much right. for some people.
I'm just, I really desperately want to know what some of these people think some of the scenes would look like where he'd never took his helmet off. If he never was out of his Spartan. What would it look like sitting down at the lunch table trying to have a talk with other people and he's in it just in his suit?
It's just
that's not interesting as a show to watch. That would not be interesting.
Guess what? To carry a show, you have to have other stories going on at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It can't just be, what's up with Master Chief? Why aren't we talking about Master Chief? Right. If Master Chief isn't on the screen, we need to be talking about what Master Chief is doing at all times.
Mm-hmm.
He can't be fucking Poochie, man.
You
got to have side characters. You have to have things that come to a confluence, like... that come together at the end where you go, ah, so that's what that subplot was about.
Believe it or not, there are things that work on the page in a book that don't work on a screen.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Speaking of that, we're going to segue into the thing that I went to go see in the theaters this past weekend. And that was, I got to see the new Dune movie.
How was it? I imagine it's really, really good.
It's fucking fantastic.
I mean,
man.
Of course it is.
So, talking about things that happen in books that wouldn't work in movies.
Yeah.
Denis Villeneuve doesn't give you anything that's like extra backstory about shit that happens in the Dune universe. Because guess what? You don't fucking need it. You don't need the 3 or 4 pages talking about how Fade Rautha is like a person. You don't need, you know, Count Finring and his wife to be sitting there talking about the knife fight that's happening on the
screen. Oh, good, because that fucking irritated the shit out of me in the book.
But the Margot Finring is in it.
Yeah.
And it's played by Lea Seydoux, the lady from Death Stranding. I don't know if you ever... Oh, no. And she's fantastic, man. I've liked her in everything she's been in. But, and fucking Austin Butler playing Fade. What a fantastically shot weirdo. You know? Yeah. Because he's supposed to be fucking disturbing, you know? Mm-hmm. I think Denis has a bit of a thing for like slashing women up, though, because he did that in like Blade Runner 2049, and there was a lot of that in this one too. You know, with how he shows psychopaths, I guess, is a good way of him describing that.
Yeah, but. I don't know if I could really say he has a thing for it, because it's not like.
But I like
his. It's not like a strong reoccurring theme in all or most of his films.
So
just something that
the the whole thing about how they point out multiple times in this movie, mm-hmm. that like Paul and Jessica being there and the Bene Gesserit doing the thing where they're, mm-hmm. like, hey, didn't we start all these rumors over this religion just to keep us safe? And they're like, yeah, we did.
Yeah,
but. Also, we as the Bene Gesserit have been working toward someone like you for a long time. Mm-hmm. Numbers and numbers of generations of this shit's been going on. So,
it's
you know?
it's very much a please, 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 please do not look too closely at this plot line. It is very, very, very delicate. It will fall apart if you examine it too hard.
But the wonderful thing is, like, Chani, played by Zendaya, is like,
mm-hmm.
we don't need you people from off planet to be our fucking saviors. We're supposed to be the saviors of ourselves. You know, mm-hmm. this is like, good fucking point.
You know? Yeah.
That's how you get, you know, but it's also this wonderful, like, Stilgar gets. Just like every person that believes in in seeing the signs of like a chosen one kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where even the shit that should be like, that's definitely not a chosen one type of behavior where he's like, oh, but he did that on purpose. So we wouldn't think it's a wonderful moment in the movie, but God, what a fantastic fucking movie, man. Christopher Walken is in it only enough.
Yeah.
He doesn't overstay his welcome. He doesn't, you know, he only has like a handful of lines, mm-hmm. to begin with, which is great because the less you show of the Emperor, the better.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm waiting to go see it. I
want to go see it in IMAX because we saw it in like the XD theater, which is, mm-hmm. a nicer projector, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's not IMAX, but
yeah, I'm going to go see it in the IMAX, but I'm going to wait till it's.
Last showing.
had a couple weeks and it's not super high demand, and then just on a day off to go hit a matinee.
And it is long, but mm-hmm. it doesn't feel like it's long. The only reason it felt long is because I'm an old man now and I have to go pee. Like after 2 hours, like I got to go, man. Like I've only had a couple of sips, but I still got to take a whiz.
Use your, you got to wear the still suit.
I wish, man.
I mean, they call it a still suit, but it's really just surgical tubing.
And they do a handful of things different from the book, which I appreciated because I'm like, yeah. Book's kind of hokey in certain parts where it's like that wouldn't work. Like,
uh-huh.
there's none of the stupid inward dialogue. There's none of the okay. So you know from the last movie, if you've read the book, I'm speaking to the people that have read the book, so not so much the movie.
Yeah,
and if you haven't read the fucking spoilers. Book, it's been 70 goddamn years. Yeah, you know you could read
spoilers. Sorry.
When Jessica becomes the Reverend Mother,
mm-hmm.
by taking in the Water of Life, there's none of that. Weird internal dialogue about finding out, you know, what specific type of poison this is, and if I move this molecule around and blah 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 blah, and mm-hmm. then the book goes into way too much fucking detail about it. Just shows that she survives, and they're like, how did she survive? And Paul goes, Bene Gesserit can transmute poison. That's all you fucking need.
Yeah. Yeah.
But how did Paul survive that too?
Yeah.
Because he was trained as a Bene Gesserit. Not fucking hard.
Something that works in a book.
Yeah. that you don't need on the screen.
That does not work in another meet. Just it's.
But the shots that they had with that knife fight on Geedy Prime,
mm-hmm.
Well, you being a guy that likes visual movies, like cinema, this is fucking cinema.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is breathtaking. Mm-hmm. Like the scenes on Geedy Prime, I was just like, fucking wow, man, look at, he made some choices. And I'm like, this is fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
The man knows how to put together a really good looking movie, man.
Yeah.
The first one showed us that to begin with, but like,
yeah.
Like the very first scene of the movie is continuation of them trying to get away from the desert where they just met the mm-hmm. Fremen. Like it picks up right after.
Of course. Yeah.
And like Harkonnen come into Harkonnens, mm-hmm. as they say, I guess, in this one, but they come after them and there's like suspensor, like suits being used and shit. And I'm like, and it's quiet. It's so quiet. Like in these scenes that it's just like, you just get to suck in the visuals of everything and the sound that they put in, because Hans Zimmer, fucking amazing, man. But you just get to suck all this in, and it's this wonderful scene, and like they're fighting, and it's not so loud as you would expect like an action scene to be. And then there's dialogue that happens, and it's just like, I'm glad that he goes mm-hmm. set piece and then we'll talk a bit, set piece and then we'll talk a bit, you know. But it doesn't have to be like exposition the movie like Hideo yeah. Kojima does, you know, yeah. where it's like, I'm gonna spend 30 minutes talking dialogue about shit.
Mm-hmm.
No,
he's really good at
show not
at
tell
the pacing of a film. I was really surprised just with the part one of 10 yeah. of how short it feels,
yeah,
for how long it is.
That's how this one feels,
because it really, really is like, wow, there was a lot of shit that happened real fast. Well, like I felt like that should be, like there should be a longer period of time. Like these things should take longer.
I'm glad,
but also it took as long as it needed to take, yep. and then that was really me just realizing, nah, I'm just being a greedy bitch that I just want more. Yep. I just want more Daddy Denny.
The only weird part about it, I would say, that I didn't quite agree with, and mm-hmm. this is me just picking of nits because I don't have any, this is what I have to do because, you know, is that Alia stayed inside mom the entire time. And I wanted that character to be born, and I wanted her to be mm-hmm. the creepy weirdo kid that we wanted, you know. Instead, she was just in utero the whole time. So mm-hmm. I'm like, so you mean to tell me, like, all of this shit happened with him becoming Muad'Dib and, you know, fighting against the Harkonnen, and all this other shit happened within mm-hmm. the span of, like, the 5 months that she was pregnant from, like, after finding out from the Duke she was pregnant? You know, it's just like, that's a bit of a stretch to learn the Fremen ways that quickly, because in the book it took years to get there, and mm-hmm. that's why it was more surprising when Gurney comes up later and he's like, you young pup, you know, where you're like, yeah, because he's had some hard fucking living for like the last couple of years mm-hmm. instead of just a handful of months.
Yeah,
that's my only nit to pick with that one, but it's a fantastic fucking movie, man.
I expected nothing less.
And it's the knife fight between him and Fade doesn't get into any weirdo territory of like weirding way martial arts or anything like that. It's just a straight up knife fight. There's no sting with this hidden blade hitting, like jutting out of his gut, you know. There's none of that shit. It's just straight up could be a Kwisatz Haderach versus the actual Kwisatz Haderach, you know? Mm-hmm. Fighting against one another,
yeah,
with the Emperor's blade. Yeah. Fucking great, man. Can't wait to go see it again. I got to find mm-hmm. a way to block out 3 hours sometime to go watch it, because I like long movies, but at the same time, mm-hmm. like, including the previews and shit.
God, the fucking, like...
That's like a 3.5 hour, 4 hour block.
I loathe the fact that you go to a movie theater now, and you not only have to sit through previews and trailers,
but which, commercials, okay, too, man.
Okay, that's fine. Previous trailers. But fucking, like, just commercials? Just normal bullshit commercials?
Yep.
You're fucking kidding me.
Like, do I really need a commercial for M&Ms when I'm sitting in the theater?
I'm waiting for a fucking mid-roll ad break in a fucking movie theater. It's gonna happen. We're
let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go.
I hope everybody understands that this is 100% hyperbole.
Yeah.
Also, I am dead fucking serious. The moment that happens, I'm burning the son of a bitch down. At just that right
there. I'm going to go in Glorious Bastards on this theater.
That, yeah. I get a mid-reel commercial ad break during the movie in a theater. No.
That I paid
$11. None of us are getting out of here alive.
$11 to see that show.
$11. That's a fucking cheap matinee.
Yeah. I was going to say, I go to the matinees most of the time. So. Yeah.
No.
Wait, what's a late movie? I haven't been to a late movie since I went with you, I don't think. Actually, I take that back. I went to go see Suzume by myself in the late theater.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, I get to go see, and this is just me prattling off my last thing, is that I got tickets to go see The End of Evangelion in theaters only. And I bought like the first two seats that I could possibly fucking get.
Oh,
never been in American theaters. Damn. Came out in 97, 98 or something like that. And it's finally going to be shown only in Japanese. So I'm like, yes, because it's the superior fucking voice acting. So it's going to be really uncomfortable going to this movie theater. And there's the scene where Shinji jerks it to Asuka, like sitting there on the hospital table. I'm going to be like, you fucking degenerate.
I'm going to ask us ahead of time because I really want to know when you come back. I really want an answer to this question.
Yeah.
At the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Does the theater smell like I think it's going to smell?
No, it doesn't. I went to go see 3.0 plus 1.0, didn't stink afterward, but we'll see about this one because this is arguably, this is black belt weeb shit right here. This is
it's going to be like if the theater is even half full.
It's going to be weird with all the other neats that are going to be in there.
What theater is it?
It's the one in fucking Ogden. It's the one at the mall, the Newgate Mall.
Oh, no.
That fucking Cinemark down there.
Oh. So it already stinks. It already has an
odor to it. Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh,
thank goodness it's only like an hour and a half.
That's going to be a level of funk that. Wow, that's.
I just wonder, guys. It is not a movie to bring your kids to. It's just definitely not. And I joked about it on the Evangelion threads on Reddit for that one because someone's like, "Jesus Christ, dude!" And I'm like, "No, I'm not really gonna do that." But
I wouldn't do that. No,
but
I feel uncomfortable watching it alone.
Right. Especially, I couldn't imagine wanting to go see this and not understanding what the fuck it is you're watching, because if you've never watched anything other than if you went just to see this movie, thinking it's going to be just some anime movie, you're not going to know what is going on at all. Because it happens like at the end of the show, and that's when shit gets real weird, and there's lots of vaginas and clitorises going on. I'm not selling it to people properly, but it is
right.
Between someone's Ava getting eaten alive and entrails and shit, and then you get these Christian symbols and shit going on, and then people turning into Tang. Oh, that's gonna be wonderful. Because thankfully I know what the fuck's going on and I understand it. Mm-hmm. It took me forever to get there. All right, so enough about my shit. What about you?
So because we talked about that Timothy Chalamet bastard.
He was good in Wonka. I actually really enjoyed that movie.
I just watched Wonka last night.
Dude, that was so good.
That was fucking delightful.
I don't.
God damn.
Again, not understanding why people are bitching about things.
Because
it's not the original Wonka.
Yeah, oh no, it's not Gene Wilder. You mean they couldn't,
the guy that's been dead for however many.
They couldn't resurrect and de-age Gene Wilder and reproduce the magic that was Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. They couldn't do that? Wow. Your expectations that you shouldn't have even had for this movie? Wow.
It should have been Johnny Depp.
God. Oh, fuck you. Which, by the way, I don't really have a problem with that, you know, Tim Burton, Johnny Depp, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
It was a Tim Burton movie.
It was fine.
Yeah.
It was weird, but it was fine.
It's no Frankenweenie.
No. No, it's not. But this, but Wonka was, it was fucking delightful, man.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I even got a little like,
Keegan-Michael Key had a great role as the cop. I loved that fucking sight. Like the gag that was going on with him the entire fucking movie.
It was funny. The song at the end, just did little choky.
Yeah. Yeah. You get a little verklempt, you know, like welcome like to Coffee Talk. Well, yeah. for a certain age of people that used to watch SNL.
A little. Just,
got a little spilkus.
I don't. that's probably just me. I have a hard time watching movies and not. If you have made a movie and I don't feel something, you've done a really bad job.
Yeah.
Because I'm like. Fucking a pushover of the century.
It's not hard for me to feel things.
No. Like, seriously, if a filmmaker could hold up a card, like a little flash card right at the bottom of the corner of the screen, he's like, you should be feeling sad right now. Okay. Gotcha. Sad. Me. Yeah. It's not hard to make me feel things. Especially if it's anything where I can empathize whatsoever with what I'm seeing.
Or if it's a beloved thing from our past.
Or if there is some kind of personal connection whatsoever to characters or story or anything, which isn't too terribly hard to do.
I like the subplot of the lady running the wash house and the boyfriend. That was fucking delightful, you know? Yeah. The song where they're like dancing on the rooftops and had the balloons and shit like that. It was so fucking charming.
It is. It is.
Even when what's his nuts shows up as the Oompa Loompa, where I forgot that he was in that movie altogether until he showed up. Yeah, when Hugh Grant shows up and I'm like,
stop it.
Fuck you guys. Stop it. Making me like this.
Stop it. I don't like Hugh Grant. For some reason, I don't like Hugh Grant.
But
while
he's
at the
so
same time, well, at the same time,
he's such a little prissy asshole.
He is so poncy. He is one of those actors that I can say without a shadow of a doubt, I do not like this actor. While at the same time, I cannot point to any single role that he has had and said, I do not like this role and this actor in like, this role.
He was good. He was in Paddington 2, wasn't he? Or was he the bad guy in the first one?
He hasn't done anything on screen.
Because he was good in Dungeons and Dragons also.
He hasn't done anything that I actually dislike.
You just don't like him as the idea.
For
of
some
him.
Reason. His name or face shows up and I go, I don't like him. He's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. No, that was quite good. That was quite good. I still don't like him. Still don't. Maybe it's because I blame him for the downfall of David Letterman. I don't know. God damn. That's a deep cut.
Yeah, it's a good fucking. Wonka was a good movie. I saw that in the theaters.
It was good. It was absolutely delightful. And there's a lot there for the adults
if you're taking a kid. You know, there's a lot there for the adults.
If you haven't seen it,
do it. It's just, it's fun.
It's 2 hours.
Look, if you don't like it, there's something wrong with you.
Because there's or, nothing.
I mean, you might be a terrible person. I don't really know. Or it might just not be your thing. I don't know.
Well, there's just nothing. It's not shot bad. It's not directed bad. It doesn't have bad dialogue. Doesn't have bad music. It's just, you would have to really stretch to find something that you didn't like about it.
Sure.
You know?
I mean, it
but that's fine. People have opinions, but
it might not be your thing. Some people,
I don't like kids movies. Okay, cool. Fine.
Some people don't like musicals. Yeah. Cool.
Because there are a handful more music in there than people thought they were going to get. But
right. But
bitch, if you're going to watch Wonka and you didn't think there were going to be musical numbers in it, what fucking other Wonka movies have you watched that didn't have musical numbers in them?
Yeah.
That's the whole Oompa. Mm-hmm. That's what Oompa Loompas fucking do, man.
Yeah. So
that's wild.
aside from that, I did watch the live action Netflix Avatar: Last Airbender.
Oh, see, I canceled my Netflix, so I didn't get a chance.
I don't pay for Netflix. So I don't know how I managed it.
It just appeared from the ether.
Right. But I did. I watched it. It's fine. It's not bad. Like it is. It's not terrible. There are some things that just don't work. Again, when you change the medium, some things don't work.
Yep.
That's just the way it's going to go.
Is it better than the Shyamalan movie? Somebody wants to know in our chat.
a 3 hour loop of M. Night Shyamalan's asshole is better than the movie. That's M. Night Shyamalan is one of the worst filmmakers ever. I could go on for quite a while. I am.
We had a close personal friend that took a shit on his property.
Got off a tour bus. Got off the tour bus and let it continue on without him.
Knowing that he'll have to find his way back. Knowing that he will have
to find a way, you know, a cab or something. Not caring if there are cameras or people. Broad daylight, middle of the day. God damn, I respect him.
He was a movie reviewer, by the way. So
yes. Another one of those, like, if you have a problem with it, cool, I get it.
Yeah,
totally get it. It's not, but it also does not detract from the original cartoon. It would be nice if they could get a season 2 out of it. Please. Just watch it. Don't give Netflix an excuse to
cancel something.
To cancel something that could potentially get better.
Yeah, this isn't quite Cowboy Bebop bad, you know.
No, no, not by a long shot.
And that's sad because I really wanted to like that.
Yeah.
And I was fine with it up until they made drastic changes to characters where it's just like, that doesn't work for the overall story. What are you doing?
Yeah, it's like the Halo thing.
Yeah,
you've got to look at this as a piece of media on its own.
Yeah, when something jumps mediums, you know, like video game to movie to show, it has to overcome so much shit to get to that point where it's actually a coherent show.
Yeah.
When an anime, a long form series anime, like how many seasons did it have? 4 or 5, I think. I can't remember. Of Avatar.
I can't remember.
Yeah, but having to make the jump from that to a live action, it's like, I understand, like there's people that read, that do the homework quite well.
Mm-hmm.
When you did the One Piece anime series, translating that to a live action.
Yeah.
They did it right. There's a lot of people that, yeah, they're going to have nitpicks about it, but it's like, how the fuck else do you translate animation, goofy animation, to a live action thing? You know, you have to make it work.
Yeah. And there are, like, I,
There's certain things you got to let go of. Otherwise, you're going to have too many sacred cows in your
skin. If I really felt like it, there are a lot of things I could criticize about the show. And a lot of it has to do with, I think they were trying to prove something and cram too much into a first season of a show. You know, like let's throw an unnecessary plot line in from, you know, a later season into this first one because it's a beloved plot line. doesn't really fit there, but
yeah. So yeah, on our chat says still haven't seen One Piece. If you're the anime, it could be shorter. But that's not how they make money in Japan. You know?
No, it's not.
And the live action is fun. Just don't expect. It's just a fucking TV show. Just let it wash over you.
The live action was fine. Yeah. I didn't finish it because I watched a few episodes and it's not my thing.
Yeah,
I
know my wife wouldn't watch it. She didn't have a thing for it, but my kids fucking ate it up. You know.
Yeah.
I'm like, great. I get to share something I love with you kids.
I can see it. So the last thing I will recommend is I've rewatched Hazbin Hotel for the third time.
Shit, that's on my list, and I keep forgetting.
Watched the fucking show three times because it's just so goddamn good. It's just so good. It's just good.
Oh, and the Amazing Digital Circus is getting a series.
So I have no idea what that is.
Oh, that's a good one. You'll have to check that one out.
No idea what it is.
It's like Hazbin, where it started off with an animated episode pilot, like online.
Uh-huh.
And it's got critical mass to the point where they okayed the series. So
nice.
It's like, yes.
Nice.
Not quite as stark as a concept as Hazbin Hotel, mind you. But we'll talk about that off the air.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, that's just those are the things I would recommend. Give it a shot.
I'm still playing Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
Oh, nice. How is it?
30 something hours into it, and
woo.
I think I'm on chapter 5, but I'm just sucking every little bit up as I go along. You know, thankfully I'm few games I get completionist about, but these ones are because I lived through the Final Fantasy VII era. So I remember buying consoles because it was promised to be on certain consoles and it never showed up, and it showed up on another one and I had to buy that console. And I remember pre-ordering and getting the t-shirt and buying it at Sears, you know.
what consoles?
So it was originally going to come out on Nintendo 64.
Oh, yeah.
Because Nintendo and Square were, like, tight forever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, Sony came out with the PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
And they went...
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Okay. And Square
went, fuck you guys. We're going over here.
Gotcha. You're talking about the original
Final Fantasy. Yeah, the original.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I was promised a lot of games on the Nintendo 64 that never panned out.
Yeah, things were a little iffy there. But the Rebirth, is it a sequel or a remake?
It's a remake.
Okay, nice.
So,
what console or platform is it?
Oh. It's right now. It's PS5.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But it will be PC.
Yeah, I hope they kept the save mechanic the same. You have to find a save point and you have to have a memory card.
See, someone out there in our chat and knows exactly what I'm talking about for Nintendo 64 games. I promise. There was supposed to be a Robotech game that was supposed to be out for the Nintendo 64 that they never fucking delivered on.
Yep.
I was so mad. That's why I only had like 12 games on my 64.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah. But the save points aren't... You could save from the main menu.
Fuck, man.
But in order to like restore HP and do like an autosave, they have benches that have that icon on it, that little C looking icon that spins around. You go sit on the bench and you restore, and it does an autosave. So
part of the magic that was Final Fantasy VII was the stress of finding
the next save point
or realizing that you're like 25K card was full.
You've got 15 blocks full and you need to start saving over shit.
Right. You have filled and all of your saves. And you have to choose to overwrite? Are you going to overwrite that earlier save that you might need? Because if you fuck something up and you've got to go back, not that you know, you could really fuck something up and have to go back, but you didn't know that at the time.
I think when I'm done with playing the remake that's out, the Rebirth one, it's part two of three, because there was Final Fantasy VII Remake, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, which is out now, and then they're going to have the last one come out, which will end it. I don't know how it's going to end. I don't know what I'm going to see in this one. So far, it's been a lot of the same shit that you've seen, like the big, like the parade mini game is in this one. There's like all the fun little mini games you had in Final Fantasy VII. They meticulously recreated for this, and I'm like,
the mini games that you didn't really think of as mini games, they were just
something different than the fucking battle.
It was just part of the game. I can tell you how I want it to end.
Mm-hmm.
Orgy. Come on.
Well, I
need the bring those fucking chicken things in too.
Chocobos. Come on,
yeah.
If Square was smart, it would be, everybody in the fucking world would be mad at them for doing this. They would offer a $70 DLC for, spoilers, Aerith living. Instead of how she meets her end. It's one of the oldest fucking spoilers for a video game that we have out there. But like she gets killed by Sephiroth in the original.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's going to happen in this one. That's where I think that they're branching off. Maybe it's going to be different. I don't know. But if they offered like an $80 DLC where she gets to live, I'd fucking buy it, because she's so fucking adorable. This one. Like, the characters are actually fully fleshed out. Like, they feel like people instead of like just archetype characters, or Barrett being pissed off all the time and waving his arm at the fucking camera and stuff like that, you know? Like, Tifa and Yuffie is fucking adorable because she's fun to play as. Because she's the precocious little, I'm going to steal your materia and fuck your plans up kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Until you get to work with her later. Of course, I'm sure there's going to be that. I haven't met Vincent yet. I haven't met Kate Sith, if they're going to be in it. I'm losing my fucking mind because I'm 30 hours into it and I'm nowhere near, I don't think, being done with this thing.
Well, that's good. I'm hoping, because I tried to replay the original not long ago.
It has not aged well, not the
like remake or remaster.
No,
but
the original, the
original, and it does not work on modern screens.
If you get it on PC, there is a very robust mod community that has released like HD textures that have made better backgrounds instead of the ones that are included in the game, because some of them are very, very fucking washed out, very low resolution fucking, because they were the CG backgrounds that you had back in the day, where your character would just run on some invisible rope along the path they can go on, you know? They look so much better now, but I haven't dug into that yet. I kind of want to go back and just play it on my old PlayStation. Like the old plug-in controller, having to make sure that the game actually loads and have the memory cards and shit like that. Because I have I have an old memory card where I had the clock stopped on it. Where I had beaten all the weapons, ruby and emerald and diamond and all that fun stuff. So, man. Barrett from the original Final Fantasy VII looks like Dietrich Von Doom. You're not wrong.
Not wrong, but I feel like that's...
They're good games, man. They're so fucking... Like, I haven't regretted spending full price on these games,
I wouldn't, because I was a fan of them,
and I'm going to be a fan of them, so... And I don't know. If they came out and they said, we're going to do more remakes, I'd probably pay for those, too, because Final Fantasy is just one of those series where I fucking like them.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. I mean, when it comes out, I'll... Maybe. I mean, I'm definitely going to get it for me, but I might get it for my kids, too. Or at least my son. Try to get him to play it, because
Every time the kids have come by and I've been playing it, they're like, what are you doing now? What's going on? This looks interesting. They sit down and they actually listen and watch the story.
What am I doing? I don't know. Yes. I don't know. I don't understand the story and just have to do the thing. It doesn't make sense. just, I'm doing it. Just doing the thing.
Like, and they add fun little things into it that I just don't remember from the original game. Like, you remember the Turks that were in the game? The guys that worked for Shinra that were like the henchmen?
Yeah.
One of them was bald.
Sure.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. But there's a part where you're trying to rally troops to go on the parade, and you step into this bar, and you could tell just from the offset, like, there's something up with this bar. What's going on with this kinky club? What's going on here? You come inside, and, like, literally they're singing a song choreographed to, like, how it's beautiful to be bald. Because the one guy's bald, and they're like, you're not allowed to drink in here unless you take that helmet off. If you have hair, we're going to kick you out. It's just this weird fucking moment where it's just like, that is so fucking just randomly weird Japanese shit, where it's just like... So, oh yeah, it's Rude. That's the person's name, Rude. But I love these games, man. I've enjoyed it. I think that's the reason my back has been hurting so much, because I've been sitting in this fucking old ass recliner playing this for stretches of time.
Old ass recliner. You gotta get the real feeling, and either play in a beanbag chair or a folding chair.
At the time that I had Final Fantasy VII, it was one of those guest beds that folded up into a chair. The sleepover bed where, like, you fold it out, and it would be like this long mattress kind of thing with a headrest, but you fold it together, it would be as a chair. If you sat on it without it being against the wall, you'd eventually fall out of it because the foam gives up.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had it, like, against your bed or against the wall, you could sit in that fucker for hours.
Yeah.
I miss those golden days. Or getting old military chairs from DRMO. Deregulated military ordnance or something like that, where you go and buy old Air Force chairs for like $3. I was a base kid, so that's what we had. Anyway, that's all we got.
Yeah.
I think that's enough.
That's more than enough.
Yeah.
That's enough entertainment for you people.
More than I was expecting to give you guys.
And more than you deserve.
Yep. So, yeah, go enjoy some shit instead of being a...
enjoy stuff.
Prissy not little us, asshole other that doesn't...
Go find something to enjoy.
Yeah, go find something that actually somebody took some time to make.
And exactly.
Craft and make a beautiful thing out of it instead of just two old hairy guys talking about our childhood, you know?
Right.
And how we're living vicariously through media. Yeah. Go make your own adventures. So anyway, talk to you guys next week. That's it for us. Episode 441 is officially in the can. And remember, everyone, you're welcome.
Fuck your friends.